welcome to episode 5 of Girl Fight. I am Nicole Tanner. I am your host. And today I am joined by Megan Sullivan.
Hello.
Christine Steimer.
Hello there.
Jessica Chobot.
Hey, guys.
And Dana Jungleward.
Hola.
And we're going to start off like we always do with what we're playing. Jess, why don't we start with you?
Yes, because I had a lot of time since I was out sick. I actually have been playing Splinter Cell Conviction, and I'm liking it. It's not usually my standard fare type of game. I don't really do well with stealth. Granted, Nate Ahern's like, it's got a lot of action in it, but come on, the game's primarily stealth, Nate, whatever. Anyway,
I suck at stealth games.
That's the thing. And now I think what I was going to say is that games like this actually are really good personality testers. You're either patient or not patient. And I am definitely on the not patient end. And I have just been getting my butt kicked. Because what I do is I get greedy. And so I start like shooting everybody and I'm thinking I'm doing all good and I'm feeling all like A-team. And then I'm just like, whoa! And so I drop down or I'm not paying attention right into a light. All the warning bells go off and I get just decimated instantly. So I've been taking it one little stage at a time, but I'm actually at the point now where I'm just about finished. I'm like right at, I found, what is it? I'm on my way to go see Grimm. I'm actually, yeah, I basically just infiltrated like a major thing.
Spoilers.
And then I'm going to. Yeah,
spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Whatever. Oh my gosh. Really... Sam Fisher infiltrates something. Holy crap, stop the
spoilers. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah. But I'm pretty close. I'm pretty sure I'm right at the end. Like I'm about to do my last major mission. But I've liked it. It's a nice change of pace. It's very interesting.
Cool.
And I like killing people.
How about you,
slowly.
Christine?
I've abandoned Splinter Cell in favor of Harvest Moon.
Yay!
I'm reviewing it, so
yeah. My coffee came today.
Oh,
I'm so happy.
I think I heard the music go off over there. Yeah. I wonder if she's playing Harvest Moon. So I can't really talk much about it yet because the review's not up. But that's pretty much what I've been playing. I've also abandoned Pokemon.
Really?
Sorry.
We gotta pull your image off the front page then, because you're still down there.
How
many did you get?
This is a good shout out as well. This Saturday, there's gonna be a Pokemon tournament in San Mateo. I'm going, and I'm going to be training with people. So if you would like to trade with me, and you happen to be in the area, go ahead and look up on IGN.com, because we got some info there.
How many Pokemon do you have at this point?
Only like 113, and then there's like 300, so.
Oh my god.
I've got a ways to go.
Kids, I just want to say, if you have a kid, that game has to be just the best investment of money in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Play
forever. When I was a kid, I used to play that all the time.
Really?
But, okay.
When I was a child, Pokemon did not exist.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Harvest Moon will suck you in, I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Really?
I love that series.
That game looks so boring to me.
You would think it would be, actually, but no.
Really? Yeah. Okay. No. Maybe I'll try it.
There are multiple different versions.
Alan Wake's coming out next week, though.
Yes, it is.
And Lost Planet 2 is out now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God, there's just too much.
The new Prince of Persia
is coming out terrible, next week, too. According to IGN.com.
What's terrible?
Lost Planet 2.
Oh, really? Oh, really? I enjoyed the co-op demos that I played over at some of the events, but... Is the co-op getting like, the co-op's good, but the rest of the game sucks? Or
I didn't read his review. I just looked at the score.
Okay. Never mind.
I've heard the multiplayer, like the co-op and everything is fun. Like, that's okay.
Is it just the single player then?
I actually did read the review now. Oh. I can't remember what the heck it specifically said. Co-op? It has some issues, is what I understand. But I've also heard other people say that they actually enjoy the co-op and multiplayer.
Yeah, it's actually got higher scores at other outlets.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
You know,
well, maybe
to your discretion.
Is it split screen co-op or is it just online only?
I do not know.
Okay. All right, whatever. Know? Like, I have time to play games.
Yeah, I know, right? You got a baby.
I know. That is not what has been sucking up my time.
You got a baby and
Megan,
a new house.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Megan, how about you?
First of all, I have to apologize to all the listeners if I sound a little funny this week because the left side of my face is numb because I went to the dentist this morning and had a little bit of minor surgery. So
sweet.
I apologize.
Are you high right now?
No, I'm not.
That's too bad.
They gave me Novocaine. They did not guess me. So, but at any rate, so
there's so many things I want to say.
don't. It's actually a Simpsons reference. So if anyone gets that reference, points to you. But anyways, I played a little bit of Shin Megami Tensei, Strange Journey on the DS. Put that down. It wasn't very exciting or good, so I'm basically waiting for the PSP Persona 3 version to come out.
That series has the most awesome, like, crazy-ass subtitles in the world, the Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah, it does. It's also a...
Summoner.
Yeah, Devil Summoner and all this other Persona and, you know, Innocent Sin or something like that. So, yeah, they're all a little crazy. And
how can you have Innocent Sin?
Yeah, I know. That doesn't make any sense.
Is that, like, original sin? In the sense that you just don't know?
Maybe.
Don't try to find logic in Japanese.
That's true. Yeah.
Especially in English translations of Japanese.
I know. I'm being foolish.
Although I did want to give a shout out to all of our international listeners. Apparently we have quite a few. So yes. I say shalom to everyone in Israel. Kalimera to everyone in Greece. Konnichiwa to everyone in Japan. Buenos dias to all our Spanish listeners. And so on.
I was expecting that to end a lot quicker than it did.
And I would like to say hi to Canada.
We cannot forget our Canadian fans. That's absolutely. Otherwise, I haven't been playing a whole lot because I've been really busy with voice acting and a couple other outside projects. So basically, and Nicole was very kind to give me a Harvest Moon game for Wii. It will be my first Harvest Moon game.
Oh, yay.
And it's kind of strange that I've never played it before because everyone's like, it's so up your alley. Harvest Moon is totally your kind of game, but there's so many. I was like, I don't know what to do. So Nicole was like, why don't you start with Tree of Tranquility on the Wii? And so I will give that a run and I will report back here next week, tell you what you think.
I accidentally hit my horse with a hammer again last night.
Again?
Why do you hate
Christine? Why do you hate animals?
I don't mean to.
So first you kill a cat in World of Warcraft,
I know,
and now you're beating your horse with a hammer.
You know, I'm abusive towards animals, but it's all an accident. So, I mean,
if you have a child, I'm going to really be calling child services and being like, keep an eye on this woman.
I might accidentally hit them with a hammer. Who knows? Yeah. But no, so what happens is I ride my horse whenever I'm going to these places, and... you know, leave him outside. Uh-huh. And so I went and I started mining. Use your hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You come back out. I'm still equipped, but, you know, I run over there. I push the wrong button instead of mounting, you know, get on him, go ride him back somewhere else. And it pushed the use button, and that hits your horse with the hammer.
Did that hurt him?
Happens.
Yeah.
Oh, you get your hammer out, you whack him, and then your horse gets really pissed and runs away from you. And then the horse is in the bad mood, and I'm assuming
that it's real life.
Its affection for you goes down. So then it's not as fast.
You have to give it a lot of...
Just feed it some apples.
I was going to say.
Yeah, feed
and
pet.
But no, I quit out of the game, actually.
Oh, right. Yeah, you said.
Oh, and I did that again last night.
I do that all the time. I do that all the time in games where I have screwed something up, and I'm like,
because that game saves every night, so all I'd have to do is play, like, one day.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I was like, no.
What game is actually really fun to hit animals in? And that is Animal Crossing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that sentence just came out of your mouth.
It is. No, because, like, you know, your neighbors are
totally
your little animals. And, you know, they talk to you just like people. But you can go up and you can whack them with your net or your axe or whatever.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, you can. I mean, nothing happens. You can competitively hit them, and then they'll finally get pissed off at you, and the like little clouds.
So could you do that to Tom Nook, who is on our villains list?
I don't know if you can do it to Tom Nook.
Has it already been announced? Is he?
Yeah, okay. He's like way up in the 90s.
Because I don't think you can pull out your tools in the store.
I've never played Animal Crossing. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure where he comes into play.
He's the storekeeper, right? You start working for him. And I played a little bit of
it, and I hated
him. And I actually quit the game because he was such a jerk. I'm like, screw you, dude.
He is the Animal Crossing godfather.
Very much so, yeah. But,
you can't kill him then.
Your animals move in and out of a town. So if somebody moves in that you don't like, just go whack them a million times. Look at Matt and you
now,
leave,
why would you not like them?
Well,
you don't like that particular breed of animal?
No. No, it was never specifically the animal. It would be like the attitude that they took.
So they give you a bit of lip and you're like,
yeah.
Whack.
Or
you're
they would say annoying things.
Just like RuPaul.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I love the RuPaul drag show, by the way. That's what that was in reference to, is that he was totally backhanding a bunch of divas on the show. And I was like, You go, girl. It's great.
I gotta check that show out.
It's fantastic.
But just so you all don't think I'm a violent Animal Crossing person, I would give presents to the animals that I liked. And I think that makes up for it.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
So you're really mean to the people you don't like, but yes. you're really nice to the people you do.
Yes. Mental note.
Exactly. Mental note. Yeah, exactly.
Do not piss off Nicole.
She wants presents.
She's going to hit me with a flat of an axe, flat if I'm lucky. Yeah.
What have I been playing? I have been playing more Picross, but I'm not going to talk about that a lot because we've talked about it the last 2 weeks. And Greg Miller has been on a mission to get all of us playing more PSP. And
yeah, totally.
Whatever.
What he's offering up to play, I could not be less interested in. Monsters actually, I could be less interested in it potentially, but I'm already pretty low as it goes.
Well,
as it is.
He gave me a couple of codes for a couple of minis, and one of them is Monsters Probably Stole My Princess.
That game looks fun.
It is fun. It's hard though. And then the other one is Age of Zombies, and they're very arcadey. Like the Monsters Probably Stole My Princess one is it's a vertical platformer where you're chasing a monster up the thing and you have to catch it.
Then
Age of Zombies
because
is like,
he probably stole your princess.
I haven't gotten very far in it, so I assume at the end you're going to find out the monsters didn't actually steal your princess. Like she probably ran away on her own or something. But
you were just a bad husband.
And then Age of Zombies, you know, is a 2D shooter. You know, in the vein of like the old Commandos and stuff like that, except for you're shooting zombies, and it's pretty amusing too. The dialogue in it is pretty funny. And I just got Harvest Moon, so that's what I will be playing.
You're gonna have a lot of Harvest Moon reports next week. By the way, it sounds like everyone's playing Harvest Moon.
I'm trying to review it soon, so that I still won't put it down though. Actually, I'll probably keep playing because I totally want to get a wife.
If I get it in time, I'll talk about Alan Wake.
I need to steal that. You gotta have some
It's in my 360.
You have it
for me to. Yeah, yeah.
Are you gonna play it anytime?
No, I'm gonna try. I don't know.
Are you lying to me?
Not intentionally.
I think Jess is.
I think I'm lying to myself as much.
Actually, that's a game that I want to buy, not borrow. Yeah. So.
So what have you been playing, Dana?
So I have been only doing handheld stuff because my only gaming has been either on the bus on the way to work or right before I go to bed. But I've been playing Picross 3D as well, which I'm enjoying a lot. And I do a couple puzzles before I go to sleep. And then I actually was working on getting some of the achievements for I was replaying Plants vs. Zombies on my iPhone.
I love that game.
I know.
That game
is
awesome.
Good. Yeah, because I have not been near my full consoles because... We bought a house. We are painting the house right now, and all of our stuff is still in the apartment. So
congratulations!
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you. Yay! So if they put out a painting mama, I would kick ass in that game right now because that is all I have been doing.
Decorative stenciling mama.
What was that one game that I reviewed for What They Play? It was like sponsored by Home Depot.
Painting mama.
Yes. No. It was like I cannot remember the name of it.
I would apparently be awesome at it.
But yeah, it was all about like. Home improvement stuff, like building things and painting and all this kind of stuff.
We have been, demoing them. We ripped out
some demoing
countertops and cupboards and shelves and unintentionally a wall.
Whoops. Hey, it's just like hitting a horse with a hammer.
It is.
That was what my husband did.
Fortunately, he's also rebuilding the wall, so that's good.
Yay.
And he tried to talk me into letting him rip out another one. He was like, we could just take this one out. I'm like, not now. Wait.
Yeah.
We got to get into this place. So that will continue until Memorial Day weekend, and then I will be moved in, and then I will have stuff set up. But I will have internet there starting this weekend. So,
Yay. Yeah, I've also been playing some stuff on the iPhone.
Wait, how long have you been there?
I haven't moved
in
yet.
She's not moved
in yet. No, we bought it. We closed last Friday.
I thought you were like, I moved in and I still don't have internet.
No,
I'm like, you're out of your mind.
No.
What are you doing?
I could not do that. But we stayed there all last weekend and did not have internet.
I didn't have internet or cable for 3 months when I moved here.
What?
How did you do
that?
I could do without cable.
That's like the first thing I had happen.
No, because I was, it was like a temporary place and I didn't feel like paying.
Still, 3 months.
By myself, it's expensive.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But, well, and my only option is Comcast for internet.
That's what I got stuck with, too.
In the head.
Oh, no, I think I have.
Why are we
do have
we're
Comcast.
In the Bay Area. Why is Comcast my only freaking option?
Why does AT&T
AT&T does not. They actually, because they have the different tiers of DSL, and the only one that is in my neighborhood is the lowest one. So
dear AT&T, I would love to set you on fire.
All of them. Comcast just got named the worst company in the U.S.
Really?
That's not a surprise.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. But
thanks, Comcast.
Although I would have thought AT&T after their 3G, 3GS, all that BS. Hey, you can get it anywhere. No, you can't.
Yeah. Oh, and here's the other ridiculous thing. So I called Comcast and I'm like, okay, I need to set up internet. And they're running a deal on the site. And they're like, well, that deal's only good if you bundle it with another service. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So how much is it just for the internet? And they're like, that's $58 a month. And I was like, how much is it if I bundle it with, say, phone? And they were like, oh, then it's $39.99 a month.
What?
What?
So for the whole thing. For phone and internet is $20 cheaper than just internet. Because they are crazy.
Yeah.
So I have a phone now, which I didn't actually want. But there you go.
Lame.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been playing some games on my iPhone as well. Cool. Words with Friends.
Words with Friends is good.
Gary Whitta is currently kicking my behind in our competition, but I guess that's what I get for going up against another writer. Mm-hmm. When you're the only writer in the room, it's really easy. This is like Scrabble for all you people who haven't played it. So, but if you know, if you're the only writer, then it's like, whoo, whatever, you know, way ahead. But
I'm getting my butt kicked by a PR person. Which is
shame. That's very shameful.
She's a very nice person, but I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing. What if this gets out?
Well, you guess I do this
podcast. Shoot. I'm really bad at Scrabble, though, and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but it's fun.
Okay, yeah, so that's what we've been playing. So we're going to segue now into our topic of the week.
Before we do our topic of the week, can I share that really, really awful, horrible thing? Because this crew will do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So one of our regular writers for What They Play, Amanda Oxner, who used to work here, she has been doing some of the Imagine games write-ups, and Imagine Ice Skater was one of them. Mm-hmm. So she sent us the thing. And so on What They Play, they do just like, here's a description of the game and what's in it. So apparently weight is a significant thing in Imagine Ice Skater.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it isn't just
for real ice skaters.
However, she said that in the game, the coach tells you, you can always lose the weight you gained, but the disappointment you left lasts forever.
What?
Yes.
Whoa.
It's like,
so he talks to you like a real coach.
Yeah.
Basically destroys herself.
I was just like, if my daughter was playing that game and I saw that, I would flip.
This is the most realistic ice skating sim, sim available.
Yeah. Yeah. Disappointment lasts a lifetime.
Wow, a game that can scar you for life.
Yeah,
I know. Awesome. Exactly.
Anyway, so I was really appalled by that.
It's really weird because most of the Imagine games are decent. For that genre of game. Like, they have empowered female characters and, you know, encourage you to do things other
like
than cooking
up
and
your
cleaning.
Dinner.
Cheerleading and...
Yeah, you know.
And having babies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of surprising that happened. So,
anyway.
Not cool.
I blame the French.
Yeah.
No offense to any of the French listeners out there.
Yeah.
Those games suck. Whatever. Chobot said that, by the way. If you guys have a problem with it.
Okay, so now let's segue into our topic of the week. This was kind of big news that came out this week.
We're going to fight.
And that is, yes, we might fight, but that's not the news. EA has announced that for all of their sports titles, if you buy one of those games used, you will have to pay an extra fee in order to play multiplayer online. Am I correct? Right.
Yes.
If you buy it new, there's no extra fee.
There's like a code.
You have like a 7-day trial period if you rent it or if you are buying used.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay an extra $10 to use the online.
Yeah. And,
I call shenanigans.
And
I call slight shenanigans.
Right. I mean,
and I say not shenanigans at all.
And I have to agree with Nicole on that one. That it's...
No. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know how
Christine,
I feel.
Well, here's the thing.
You're still deciding.
EA also had, you know, the servers network with Mass Effect, where that was an incentive to keep the game because you would get some free DLC, and then everybody else who bought the game used would have to buy it. Totally fine. That's additional content, something that wasn't with the game to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar totally with the Bad Company 2 similar program, but I know that it doesn't cut out functionality of your game just because you buy it used.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest problem I have with this, is like, you can't remove something that's there just because you want to make some extra money.
Well,
I completely understand. I think that they have a right to some of the used games profit. I don't think this is the way to go.
Okay. I would agree too. I would say punishing your user base is definitely
GameStop.
Right. Yeah, is definitely not. I mean, at the end of the day, and we had talked about this earlier. For me, at the end of the day, these are businesses, and mm-hmm. as a business, it's customer service oriented. And to punish your buyers when they're already paying for expensive games, whether they pay it through GameStop or not. I mean, those GameStop discounts, you know,
they're
if
like
it's a hot title, it's only $5
cheaper.
Off. So yeah, so then you're paying, you know, if and but plus, as a kid, that $5 is a huge deal. That's like mm-hmm. another weekend of chores. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, oh well, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. Not only that, but you know, you're gonna have people that don't know about this. You know, that mm-hmm. aren't as educated as people that listen to podcasts or read right. you know, gaming websites. Mm-hmm. They're gonna go in, they're gonna buy used because that's what they've done every year. And they're mm-hmm. not then they're gonna, you know, if they buy it at $55, then they're paying $65 for the same game. It's just because they didn't know.
And I think that's GameStop's responsibility to
well,
let
yeah,
the people know.
Good luck there.
I think that's EA's
yeah.
responsibility.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They're
yeah.
the ones that make the product. They're the ones that are responsible for the loyalty and brand loyalty that they
so do
develop.
Do you think GameStop's going to drop the price of their used games? Because, I mean, if that's the case, if you want to play online, then you're not going to buy a used copy anymore. Do you think they're going to drop the price?
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. Maybe, well,
GameStop, okay, I'll go out. GameStop is evil. They
well,
are
all
super
so is EA.
Evil.
I mean, oh my god.
Okay.
No, but GameStop,
gonna,
I agree that GameStop
companies
is evil,
focus
but
on
I
making
still...
a profit, you
yes.
know. Like GameStop obviously is making more of a profit than most.
Games, like 70% of GameStop's revenue comes from used games
because,
and
yeah.
they push used games on people like mad. Like if you go in there and you're buying a new game and they have a used copy, they're like, "Here, why don't you buy the used copy?" And that's
well, yeah,
it's...
so why wouldn't you as a consumer yeah. want to buy that used copy? And the first thing that I ask them when I walk in is, do you have a used copy of this game? Granted, I'm not going to lose any money on this because I don't play these stupid sports games. But, you know, I mean, as if I was a mom and my kid wanted to buy something like this, I'm not going to drop $60 every time a new sports game comes out.
Right.
So the first thing I'm going to ask is, because I'm going to be the cool mom, is do you have this used? And that's the one I'll buy.
Okay. I'm going to bring my personal, and I'll admit, extremely biased opinion to this.
Why are you biased?
I am biased because my husband works for an independent developer. Mm. These developers do not see any penny of the money from used game sales. And it hurts independent developers even more than the big A, you know, evil EA, whatever. Mm. Independent developers go to a publisher, pitch an idea, or the publisher comes to them. They agree on a contract that they're going to get paid a certain amount of money to do this game. Usually, not always, but usually, there is a bonus tied to that that has to do with royalties. Used game sales are not tracked as sales of the game. So if, you know, game sales new one time and could sell 3, 4, 5 times used, those 3, 4, 5 sales are not counted as sales, which means my husband's company is getting about 25% of the money it should be getting.
Well, then I would have to say it's your husband's company's responsibility to fight that fight, the same way that movie companies and DVD companies are fighting the fight in order to get DVD sales.
But I think this is what they already did, and they lost.
This is what EA is doing.
But lose or not, you need
to
fight.
Yeah, this is what EA is doing. That's why I'm on their side. They are fighting this used game thing. And it's also why we keep getting ridiculous multiplayer tacked into games that don't need it. It's
so everybody's then fight the fight with GameStop, but don't fight it with your consumer.
Yeah. I think they are fighting it with GameStop. I think they are because
this just punishes the user. Like that doesn't really that GameStop doesn't care because I mean just because you can't wait. I mean this bleh. Let me clear out my brain for a little second. This is not going to stop people from trading in their games. It's not. Like,
no.
You know, if you don't like, you're like, hey, I played Madden for a month. I'm done. I'm going to go, you know, toss it in there. They're still going to sell it. I mean, I just don't see how this is going to affect GameStop as much as it would the consumer. Like,
and we're also forgetting the rental aspect of this because it also punishes people that are renting games.
Well, no, because, well, you have seven days.
Oh, that's a good point, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
So that's not, you know, renting is a little bit different, but.
I gotta argue, however, this is Megan speaking for all the listeners, because I know you can't tell us apart, but I gotta argue that they're not doing this because there's not a market for it. There's a market for it. What frustrates me is that there's no, and I actually talked about it with my boss yesterday, because he really understands the sales side of these things, is that there's a reason why games are as expensive as they are. There's a reason why they're doing this online pass thing. There is a market for it, and people will pay for it. And they were, if you buy it new, there's no problem. If you buy it rented, you know, it's $10 more. And EA is doing this, and there's probably going to be a market. Now, is it fair? Well, actually, it kind of is, because quite frankly, you know, the thing is, a Madden game, after it comes out every single year, not only is it not great in new features and whatnot, but also it drops price after a month anyways. So you can still get it new and still a little cheaper, you know, irregardless. And so I don't think it's, and if it works or it doesn't work, I think both GameStop and EA, they're just going to win anyway.
Isn't this all going to be moot in 10 years anyway? Because we're not going to be buying physical
copies. Bring on the digital distribution.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready for it now.
No, yeah. I would totally, yeah. Digital distribution is going to wipe all this. Mm-hmm. But then we're going to have different problems, whatever those are.
Yeah. We definitely are. I mean, like when your server crashes and you lose all your games.
Yeah. I just get super personal about use anything.
Is that a Velociraptor?
I am.
It hurts the little guy more than it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. It's the trickle-down effect. It's the individual developer, like my husband,
Reaganomics,
who
baby.
For the last 2 months, I mean, has been working until midnight every night, working on Sunday till midnight every night, crunching to make this game good. And, you know, you're basically taking money away from him.
But then you can argue that it trickles down even further to the 14-year-old who wants to buy this that can't afford it, so he goes and buys the used ones because that's all he's able to do, and yet he doesn't get the full
experience of the game. So, I mean,
this is a premium
nobody wins
item.
To me in this situation.
This,
I mean,
yeah,
maybe
I would
the
agree.
Developers
nobody
a little
wins.
Bit, but, well,
I'm less worried about the consumer than I am about these independent developers. It hurts them too much, and that really isn't fair. I mean, the consumer is just, you know, it's a $10 difference to them. How much does it affect people like your husband?
Yeah,
it affects them
well, that's
way
the
more.
Risk you take when you decide to be an independent developer.
But here's the thing. They
well,
can't
then
do
if
it.
They don't make money, they all go away, and then we don't have games anymore.
You
well,
want
we'll
EA
always
to
have
make...
games because EA will buy those independent developers up.
Okay, you won't have creative games.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll have creative. Come on, Madden. EA has come out with some creative games. What they are off the top of my head, I don't know.
but I'm sure they're
but,
there.
Okay, so here's my point.
Dead
here's
Space.
My point. Hold on.
Dead Space 2 didn't get good.
Hold on.
Dead Space 2 hasn't gone
hold
yet.
On. But let me just say something here. So EA owns BioWare. So yeah, they're good.
Yes.
I bet BioWare has a bonus program in place for their employees based on sales as well. Almost every company does.
Right.
Like, I don't buy used anything. I don't buy used books. I don't buy used CDs. I don't buy used games. I do not buy used anything because I want the people who made the product to get paid for it.
I don't buy used either. However, I can see why. I mean, $60 is a lot to spend, and there's a lot of games coming out. People want to play them. Why? Whoa!
Oh my God!
Sorry,
way to break the tension in the room.
That's been lurking for
that
a long time.
That one came out of her mouth,
better.
By the way.
Yeah. Well, they have to be that loud.
Look how red you are.
That was Dana. Sorry. Diet Coke, man. Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah. Christine. All right.
I don't know that I can after that.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, continue.
No, literally, my train is
I
gone.
I have no idea what you're saying either.
Saying.
Not used. You don't buy used either.
Oh, I don't buy used. But, you know, someone, a younger kid or whatever, should he not have the ability to play these games the way that they were made to be played just because he doesn't have the money?
Yes, I what? Think. Yes,
oh,
yes.
No.
I'm
there's
going
poor
down
little
that.
Child.
I mean,
hold
the
on,
amount
hold
of money.
On.
No
hold
soup
on.
For you.
Hold on. No, I'm serious. Games, they are not a necessity. They are a luxury item. If you know, technically they're a luxury item.
Right.
It's entertainment. It's if you can't pay the price, then you don't get the entertainment. If you can't buy a movie, you don't have the money to buy a movie ticket, you don't get to go to the movie. It's.
But
I mean,
you
it's
can
the
go
same
get the DVD.
Which can also cheaper. Be fairly expensive.
Right, but used. Games do not have the premium thing of a movie theater. They don't have a movie release. Their release is in the store.
Right.
And I will also argue that, I mean, it's like GameStop, it's not like you're saving that much. I mean, if you're coming up with $55, you can usually
right. But
come up
for that situation,
60.
I would just say that would be ignorance where you didn't know that you would have to pay this extra $10. And
right.
Oh God, you know, I just spent $55, and I have to spend $65 because I didn't realize that. You know, I think that
maybe we're getting caught up in the fact that instead of maybe supporting the reason why you should buy a title at full price
by providing additional content, we're getting caught up in the fact that EA is punishing people
right.
for not buying
that's
it.
That's all. Yeah, that's
so
what I hate. Is
I have no problem paying full price or having mm-hmm. a kid wait longer to get more mm-hmm. money to pay full price for a game and support it and support all the indie developers and whatever if there is an incentive to buy it. And all that incentive has to be is one or two lines of code for downloadable armor or whatever the case may be. Well, you know what? It could be something as small as a downloadable item to something as big as like a DLC edition part of the game versus EA saying we're taking away from you.
Right. So like you're saying like an item as opposed to a feature, like just get providing a bonus item rather than
providing
taking
a
away
bonus.
A feature that you feel
like is an
inherent
part of the game. And it doesn't have to be anything major. It doesn't have to be something mm-hmm. that's so extreme that it makes three, you know, like the whole team work for an additional mm-hmm. 3 months to try and get it out on time. It can be something, you know, relatively minor, like, yeah, like armor in World of Warcraft or something similar to that nature where you get this epic drop or like the DLC for the dragon, what was it, Dragon Blood armor?
That, oh, yeah, yeah, like that,
for, yeah. Dragon Blood armor yeah. that you got that could also work on, I'm getting my games confused.
The blood dragon,
the blood dragon armor, yeah, that you could wear,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Mass Effect, and then transfer over and
although,
all that stuff.
I gotta argue.
Why should a game company have to do something extra to get you to buy?
Because
their
it's
game?
Brand loyalty with the people yeah. that are buying that game. Why would you punish the people that are
they're
supporting
not
you?
Being punished.
They are from EA.
They're not
no.
being punished.
Yes, they are.
Here's the thing: if you have a deal, this is a great fight.
It's the yes. first fight.
It's great.
And I'm just sitting back and watching.
When you have a DVD, Dana's watching. The
and, yes. and guess what additional content you get on that DVD? You get behind the scenes features.
You
get
more. You yes. pay more for it. And this yes. is the exact same thing. Look, you don't want online features. You don't use them. Then you don't have to do
need,
A, B, and
yeah.
C. You're not entitled to have these features
yeah,
if
mean,
you're not going to pay full price.
General,
I have no sympathy. Have
in
no
general,
sympathy.
Like, I think we get online shit way too free.
She said shit.
They say it on
I
TV.
I said it too. Actually, I think we might actually have to be.
I think we're spoiled. And that the costs of implementing that, of maintaining it, is huge. And the prices of games have not gone up relative to what the cost is to add that online functionality. Mm-hmm. So I think when you're getting it for free, like Sony, the fact that they give that to everybody for free on the PS3, huge. That is huge. So I have nothing against
EA charging
more for online.
I think it's considered good business.
Yeah.
And I think it's good business towards the people that are your consumers.
Well,
and that the fight
on
should
how
be
you define good business.
The yeah. fight should be by supporting your consumer base. And
well,
the fight should be between Electronic Arts and GameStop, not between Electronic Arts and the people that happen to go to GameStop. If there's a way to like maneuver, I don't know what the answer is, but if there's a way to maneuver around that so that GameStop takes the hit in some way by having to lower their prices or some such nature, then that to me is completely justified.
They can't afford, because you have to understand retail is very important.
Who's they?
They being
EA.
EA
can, well, finish your sentence.
They do not have the option of not working with GameStop.
Yeah, what I was going to say is
well,
retail
does.
Is so
yeah.
important. I was actually talking to my boss about this the other day. Retail is so important, they can't afford to make GameStop mad. They can't afford to ruin that relationship. It's that vital, because I agree, GameStop is evil. We all know that. But they
all
they,
big
right
companies
now,
are evil.
Yeah, well,
including ours.
Oh, Rupert, they love you.
Okay, we need to raise that up.
On fire. It's that hair. It's that red hair.
Uh-huh. Yes, there you
it's,
go.
All the, it's all the red hotness. But I mean, basically, it's like right now they're working with GameStop for like the pre-order part of it. They're trying to get around this. It does affect people, and they cannot just tell GameStop to go jump off a cliff. It's way too vital to their relationship. Where money and relationships and all this stuff, it all interconnects. They cannot. Mm-hmm. I wish I'd go tell them. Somebody would tell someone else to go leap off a bridge, but they can't afford to do that. They have to work with all this GameStop, and because it's sort of like a flea market when you buy and sell used games, there's no way for EA to butt in.
Yeah.
It's already been decided legally. They have no rights to it, and so they have been trying to fight it, and this is their way of getting back the money they're losing from mm-hmm. those sales. So it really is, it's, I put on GameStop, but they simply cannot afford to, you know, GameStop, go away. They're too big of a retail. They're too critical to their business.
Speaking of GameStop, have any of the other, because I know a lot of other companies have like talked about doing used game programs. Have any of
Best
those?
Best Buy has one now. Toys R Us, I think, was
I thought
starting
was
one.
Walmart? Amazon tried. I don't know if they stopped or not.
Amazon for what, games?
Used games.
Oh, I don't know about used ones.
Yeah. Nintendo was smart. Nintendo, for a while, wouldn't do the whole used games thing. I think they didn't allow certain retailers to sell their games, if I have that correct. I don't know if anyone remembers that.
I have no idea.
Well, Nintendo has the power and the balls to something like that.
Well, yeah.
And if anybody will take down GameStop, it is Nintendo.
Yeah. it is definitely Nintendo. And I understand that, you know, I think we all agree that, like, EA and Activision, especially with the whole Infinity Ward thing and everything, we tend to be more sympathetic to developers and everything. But
yeah, here's what I say is EA should start making games that we don't want to get rid of.
Right. So I mean, you need to make better.
Dear Lord. Games
well, no, but I don't know
dear
what's
Lord.
Wrong with me today.
What?
But that's,
in your
that's
coffee
a valid
today.
Point. Like, a lot of people will play Madden, same stuff. Or, you know,
shocker.
Oh, my,
oh
gosh,
my God. It's,
you know,
more football.
Well, go figure. It came out a year after the last one. What else is going to be?
Ooh, roster update.
I know, roster update, exactly. Like, how much money is even spent developing these games at this point?
Yeah. And the problem is that there's another thing that's frustrating, I think. I think a lot of people's frustration comes from EA has such a corner on the market. My younger brother was complaining that there are no more good sports games because only one or two companies have the license for these sports franchises.
It's 2K or EA.
Yeah, it's 2K or EA. You don't like them, you're kind of in trouble.
Well, but, you know, that's not those... I mean, that comes down to money as well.
It does.
They're the only two companies that can afford that license.
Yeah, they gobbled up everyone, and unfortunately, it's frustrating for, you know, people who are like, well, I don't like either company, but unfortunately, A, you get one or you get the other, and that's just, that's the
or
fun
of economics. Or if it's football, you just get one.
Yeah. You get one NFL. Yep. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm not going to play any of these games.
At the end of the day,
as long as BioWare keeps making Dragon Age, EA can do whatever.
And honestly, if BioWare made Dragon Age, I will always buy that title first minute it hits the stores.
I'm desperately trying to fight the urge to play the new DLC, the one that's coming out, the Darkspawn.
The Darkspawn one?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to waste money on it, and it doesn't even affect my main characters, but I'm like...
I'll do it.
I don't even know why I bother fighting it.
See, also, another thing that irritated me. Sorry, going back to this, because John, I can't pronounce his name. How do you say his very Italian name with all the... Riccatello. This is what I highlighted. We think it's going to build our business. I don't think that. And we think it's a positive consumer experience.
Well, yeah, EA is like, they are the
Come
kings
on.
Of spin. They do
that.
That is
not a positive user experience.
Yeah. Nope. Their PR is not so good.
Well, I mean, if this online thing has, I don't know, if it's better than just playing over standard Xbox Live, then maybe it will be a positive consumer experience.
If they implement it correctly, I don't have a lot of confidence.
I know, I don't either, but I'm just saying, we don't know.
Look at all their fun with DRM, they managed to mess up a lot.
So anyhow, I would like to close out and say, if you have the means, please buy new. Especially if you like the game. And if you like the game, even if it's like 10 hours or 12 hours, like a God of War thing, sell it back, please. If you have the means, please
have
don't.
Have a nice little computer library.
I mean,
have all my games lined up. They look really nice. If you have a good shelf.
Actually, I'm getting ready to clear my shelves.
Really?
Yeah, I just have too much stuff that I've played it, and it's sitting there. So what am I going to do with it?
Donate it.
I mean, I guess
it.
I could donate it somewhere.
Yes, donate it.
Or I could sell it and make a profit.
You should see the look Nicole is shooting just right now.
Because at the end of the day, I want to make a profit too. So, because I want to buy more games. So there's the question. You sell these games in order to make money.
To get another
game. In order to buy a new game.
But some people don't buy new at all. Some people don't buy new at all. It's used, then used, then used, then used, then used.
I buy new because I can't.
Them.
I don't have the patience to wait for it to go to go
hit
cheaper.
Hit them all in the head with hammers. And then they'll know this.
There we go. Exactly. All right, hammer hitting. That is how we're doing.
Okay. So you guys got to hear a fight for the first time.
Woo! Yay, our first one. I feel good about
it. It's only episode 5. We've got some time for more fights.
Yeah.
So we're going to segue into questions. As always, if you have questions, comments, feedback, anything that you want to tell us, you can send an email to igngirlfight@gmail.com. And I'm going to pull up this question from Rodrigo, which we started to read last week, but I couldn't finish because neither Justin or Megan were here.
Oh.
And it's directed at you guys. And he has a gal that goes on a podcast with him that talks about anime and says sometimes she can't find any new and interesting series to watch and wanted to know if you guys had any suggestions of good ones.
Of anime?
Anime.
Anime. I just finished watching Skip Beat. Mm-hmm. And it was okay. It wasn't like, it didn't blow my mind or anything, but it was a nice little, it's cute, you know. Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, I mean, I like a lot of the older stuff, which I'm assuming has been out for a while, so she's probably have already seen it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like more of your traditional, I was a big fan of like Rama One Half, and both the movies and the actual anime series were good, mm-hmm. which is pretty rare. Usually the movies, the series is good, but the movies are bad. This one actually was good both all the way through. Mm-hmm. So that was a surprise.
You know, I'm out of the anime loop right now. It's just been years. Grow out of it is not like the right term that I want to use, but it just became a lot of silly high school.
It's very oversaturated.
So it's silly. So I would also go back. My favorite anime of all time was Slayers. That was really good. It had a really good voice cast. It actually had the best of the best, and it's funny. If you ever saw Record of Lotus War, it's a big spoof on that. I was a big Sailor Moon fan, but your girlfriend may be past that already. I've heard a lot about Death Note. I'm not particularly a fan of it, but people love that
anime. It's pretty good. You know, I would actually endorse a different .com in this answer, and that's to go to, and maybe she already knows it, but Crunchyroll.com. It's a free site. You can go ahead and, I mean, you can buy a membership, but essentially you can watch the low-res versions of these animes that are brought over, and it's totally legit. It's licensed work. They've paid for it, so it's not like...
So we don't need another fight.
So yeah, so you can calm down over there. And it's, but it's, you know, it's a good little bit of everything. It's a nice little sampler, and if you don't like something, you just stop watching and go and check out a couple other ones. And so it's, and not only that, but the other good thing about that site, I'm a total fan of this site right now, another good thing about it is they also carry K-dramas, Korean dramas, and some... just Asian movies in general that are pretty up to date. So you should be able to find something.
Cool. Next question comes from Lisa Murphy. And she says her favorite genre of game is horror thriller. And she was just wondering if we had any suggestions for cool games. She's already played Saw, Condemned 1 and 2, Silent Hill, and she has Alan Wake pre-ordered.
Alan Wake, the new one.
What about Fatal Frame?
Frame.
Yeah. Has anyone played Fear?
Oh, I've been wanting to play it, and it's one of those things where now that it's already been released for a while, I kind of keep having it fall off my radar.
Okay.
Alan Wake looks great to me. I haven't gotten any hands-on. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. See, horror genre games are my favorite games.
Mm-hmm. Frame is definitely, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I definitely would support... I don't know, when she says Silent Hill, if she means all of them or not, 1, 2, and 3 are fantastic. 4 is a little mediocre. I wouldn't waste time on 4 unless you're so into it that you just want to complete the series. But and then 5, like the one that came out for the Wii. I was a big supporter of it when I first saw it, but I don't know. Something's missing a little bit there.
I get scared.
That's why I like
it. In all horror games.
Me too. I do too.
Which, yes, I know. Any women who are listening, yes, I'm a girl. I just get scared.
Unless it's bad voice acting.
I actually had to stop playing Condemned 1 because there's this one scene, spoiler alert, there's this one scene where you're running, I think, through a mall, and there's a bunch of mannequins around, and then you have these like black and white flashbacks that just kind of pop up in the game. And I was running down this hallway, and all of a sudden the black and white thing popped up, and all of these mannequins circled around me, and I started shooting like crazy, thinking, oh my God, and you like total reaction, and nothing was happening. So then I was like, ooh, do I sneak forward? And I snuck forward, and I'm like, I got past it. I'm like, oh, okay, great. I got past it, right? And I'm like happily running down the hallway. All of a sudden, boom, it happens again, and it starts following me like all the way down the hall.
Whoa.
Totally flipped out. I actually got chest pains, had to put the game down, and I was like, oh, I'm way too scared, and have never touched it since because it scared me that bad.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was a very emotional roller coaster that hallway.
Okay, next question is from Gio, and he's talking about how he agrees with you guys about Final Fantasy having issues, and he wants to know if you can tell a specific moment when you were playing a Final Fantasy game and said, "Okay, this is it. It's stupid now."
Interesting. I've played almost all of them, so I have to think. Really, 13 is kind of my... 12 was frustrating. I have many, many issues with 12, and I've never made that a secret. but the rest of them actually are pretty solid. I'd say 12 and 13 are the ones that I've had the most issues with. I won't touch 11 because I refuse to play MMORPGs, so I can't tell you anything about that one. 10, too. There's one I'm thinking.
That was the one I was gonna choose. 10-2 was horrible.
And Mystic Quest. Some people disagree with me, but Mystic Quest, I hated that game. That whole game was stupid. But 10-2 would.
Did you play it all still anyway?
I played it till the end. I mean, even the end. Well, see, I played it till the end.
I hate this game.
It was awkward time between 6 and 7 where there was no Final Fantasy. What is what that? Oh, there is a someone's saw drilling. Sound. Yeah, someone's drilling.
Holy crap, they're coming to get us. Oh, again.
Rad.
It's EA sending in their spies.
We've done enough, Jess. Anyway.
We're all doomed. Yeah.
So
they're going to kill us, yeah. Jess. Leave them, because I said it was good.
I said it was good. So Mystic Quest, I played to the end only because there was no other Final Fantasies between 6, I think it was 6 and 7, or 4 and 6, I can't remember. So I played that on the end, and the boss fight was stupid. Spoiler alert, you kill the boss in Mystic Quest by throwing potions at it. That's
what?
The stupidest thing. That was stupid. That made me think, who's bright? Even it, like in Japan, they disown it. They call it the American Final Fantasy. Because oh.
Don't shove your crap off on us.
So they, what? Well, no, it was made by an American company. Oh. So it really
right,
is.
Take it
that's
back.
Why they, yeah.
Damn it.
So that they were immediately like, that's not us. And then 10-2 was just, X is one of my favorite Final Fantasies of all time. And for them to make Yuna run around in absolutely nothing and dumb her down to the point of, abhorrent. It was awful.
I had a friend who that started playing that thing. One in front of his daughter, and he stopped because he was like, I just felt embarrassed, like, as a grown man playing this game, and yeah. Then my daughter watching, and it was just like, ugh.
When you figure out that to switch up your different, like, powers kind of mm-hmm. thing, like, you're basically, you get rid of your summons, and it becomes, mm-hmm. like, a fashion show. And, yeah. And when I saw that happen, yeah. And I saw, like, I didn't realize it really. I mean, I kind of read up on the mm-hmm. game a little bit, and then I, like, got to that part when you need to do it, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, this might be cool, right? Because it's all, like, sparkly, pretty, boom. And so I hit my little button, and it goes into its little animation, and I just was literally like, are you serious right now?
Uber fantasy verse. Like,
oh my god, this is bad.
Ironically, Final Fantasy 13 takes that fashion switch and puts in the paradigm shift. It was actually a cool gameplay thing, but you're sitting there watching them get into more scantily clad outfits and giggling and doing the whole, yeah. Oh my gosh, we're Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
And you're just like, nope.
It was so bad.
Okay.
So
probably a good thing you stopped playing it.
No, what?
No, you raised your hand.
No, I went.
Oh, I thought you went like this, and I was just like,
no, I did the whoosh over my head. Yeah. I don't think I haven't played this game.
Okay, next question is from Dal, and he says, if we could set the next BioWare RPG, what context would it be in? I would say what we were talking
RPG.
About.
Sorry, my brain went BioShock for a second. I think they're always underwater.
I would say what we were talking about last week, just one that's mm-hmm. all about relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Oh,
doesn't matter
RPG.
Where it's set, just make it all about relationships.
I would love to see them do something just present day, not, you know, like
a Heavy Rain-esque, like in modern day.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, because I told my boss, I said, there's another Tokimeki Memorial Girls side coming out, and that's a relationship game out of Japan. They're supposed to actually be really good, but they don't do well over here, which I find bizarre, because everyone who plays a BioWare game, it always seems to come down to the relationships, where it'd be Mass Effect or it'd be Dragon mm-hmm. Age. It's like the favorite aspect everyone
has. Do the guys do that, though? Do
they
care
actually,
about
they,
their...
Actually, there is. I was reading one of our IGN
I think they
boards.
Care, but they don't admit it, and I think that's why those games aren't popular over here, because you can play Mass Effect, and it's like, oh, I'm playing Mass Effect, whether you do the, you know, relationship stuff
Nobody
or not.
Nobody has to know that they're crying.
Yeah, exactly.
She died.
Yeah, but on the... On the Dragon Age boards, they actually complain. They're like, how come on Awakenings you have no relationships? I was getting it on with mm-hmm. Morgan and Liliana and da-da-da-da. And they were just as upset, but they put it, you know, in this very masculine context of...
They want to get it on.
Yeah, they want to get it on, but I think there was more to it. Like, they enjoyed the chase and giving questions and having those conversations.
BioWare does an excellent job making that aspect of the story available to everybody. It's not too mm-hmm. girly. It's not too masculine. It's just like the way people behave. And yet it doesn't take away from the actual like main story. It just it blends it so well. Mm-hmm. I'm just so impressed with how they do it, because I usually am like don't really care about the relationship side quests and all that stuff. I mean, it's a like nice little, you know, bonus, mm-hmm. but I'm not, if I miss it, I'm not totally bummed out. Mm-hmm. And BioWare is the only company that has made me, like, legitimately play the game again just for that one specific thing.
By the way, I pre-ordered, I think not, this came out in 2002, but I ordered Neverwinter
Nights. I'm waiting to pick it up.
It's been so long, but Neverwinter Nights. Has anyone played that? I actually ordered
it. I haven't played any of them, but they're pretty hardcore. Because I was working in a computer gaming world at the time.
Okay. Because I wanted it for the editing tool, because I thought that sounded really cool, but I noticed it was by BioWare, and I was like, of course it's by BioWare. Maybe they'll have some more relationships.
They're D&D based.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've actually never played an actual pen and paper RPG. Even though I love RPGs, I've never actually played the real pen and paper RPG, and this is supposed to go back to that. So it should be interesting.
It is. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, next question comes from Jeremy, and his question is, what do you think is the most underrated game that you've ever played that you loved but hardly anyone bought?
Good question.
For PS2. That's mine.
That's a good question. I would have to say, although it got a lot of great responses in regards to media people, I don't think it sold very well, and that was probably Eco.
Oh, yeah.
That one... And it's such a simplistic game. I mean, you're literally dragging this girl around and just kind of solving puzzles. I mean, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But it, for some reason, it just captured my imagination so hardcore that I played that obsessively.
Beyond Good and Evil. I mean, not enough people bought that.
Mm-hmm. Pass.
Pass.
I'm sure I'll come up with other ones.
It actually got some good reviews. It didn't get such a great review on IGN, but I actually enjoyed Heavenly Sword. I actually liked that game. Yeah, the sex access thing was terrible, but I really enjoyed the story and the voice acting was superb and all this other stuff. And it actually was Goddess of War, but since that's my big thing, I actually liked it.
Mm-hmm. So. I thought that game was fun. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with the game at all.
Yeah, people either loved it or hated it, seems like, though. I don't know what that is.
Actually, I'm kind of lukewarm on it.
Yeah,
well, that's okay.
Even worse, some people are just indifferent to it. It's like, eh.
Next fight comes from Massimo Goronato. And he wants to know what we thought about Fallout 3.
Loved it.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa. That was awesome.
I want to love it, and actually, you guys can help me on this, because I think I totally screwed up starting how I played it. I kind of just went... I basically made a character, got to the point... I don't know if I just screwed up leveling. I got to a point where I'm literally hitting a wall and I can't seem... I'm not high enough of a level, but I've done the storyline. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Are you just doing the storyline? Are you not doing side quests?
I was just doing the... No, well, I mean, storyline and the side quests. Like, suggested side quests.
So what do you mean by you're hitting a wall? Like,
so, like, I can't seem... So I'm stuck now at this point, and I think maybe I'm just going in the wrong direction. But I'm following
the guide arrow? Thing?
Yeah, thank you. So I've done most of the side quests. I've followed the main storyline. I'm going to... I hit three dog, and now I have to go to my father, or no, I have to do the antenna thing over at the... It's been a while since I played, so I'm really struggling trying to describe it, but because I gave up, to plant it in the thing. And I keep trying to find that building, and I'm following the guide arrow, but I keep running into these crazy-ass super mutants.
Behemoths, yes.
And there's literally... And I've tried going around them. I've tried going, underground.
Isn't there only one super behemoth, though?
There's one there.
No, I'm getting destroyed.
You have to kill him in order to move forward.
You have to. Do you not have a nuke?
I do have a nuke. And I've nuked the shit out of him.
Beep.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's whatever. They're fine.
But I did.
Sorry,
I like
children.
Totally. And I even had one of the, I can't remember what it's technically called, but that thing that makes you go invisible for a while. And tried to sneak past. You have to kill him.
I got lucky.
Am I going the right way? Is it the one where it's like he's in the bridge?
Is it a bridge? It's kind of like a courtyard thing.
It's a courtyard.
Are you talking about in front of the radio station where you have to turn on the antenna? Is that what you're talking about?
No. That's where Three Dog is, right? I already found him, done with that. I'm actually, Three Dog sent me on a side mission to go, I think, steal somebody else's antenna, or maybe I'm headed towards my father. I have to go to a different building now. And so do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. How big is this super mutant you were talking about? Is it like the size of a building? Because if that's the case, you need to kill him. If it's like... a regular super mutant, kill him too.
But I can't kill him also. I don't know. I want to like that game, but now that I've hit that wall, I can't. I'm so frustrated. I don't want to.
You know what might help you, like,
just
level
start
up
over.
No. I'm not. I would never tell anybody to start over. What might help you level up and get more money so you can get better weapons is there is an area. I don't know if you've been there or not. There's like a bunch of houses. They're locked, but if you pick the locks, you go in and there's all kinds of loot in there, money and all kinds of stuff. So I think it's in like the upper left-hand side of the map when you're looking at it.
I'll try again.
And there's a whole bunch of those houses up there. I mean, you'll run into some of the raiders there here and there, but
they're easy. Raiders aren't a problem, but some of these mutants are starting to really just destroy me, especially the ones that have the like rocket launchers. Where I'm sitting at the supermarket and nobody's around me, and I'm like, so I go grab a Nuka-Cola and I turn around, there's a Superman with the rocket launcher. I'm like, shice.
I saved it. I didn't play it because it came out right when my daughter was born, but my husband was playing it. So actually, like, our first, like, he was home for a couple weeks on parental leave, and so Fallout 3 to me is associated with the first, like, few days at home with my daughter. And but I was watching him play a lot of it. That's, and I have to say, the scenes where, like, the flashbacky black and white stuff where he's, like, having to do all that stuff and he's, like, they're trying to get him to kill his dad and stuff.
Right.
That stuff was really freaky, especially as a new parent. I was just like, ah!
I couldn't get into it. I actually, Dragon Age is the first Western RPG I've ever liked. So it was weird because I think Colin actually recommended Fallout 3, but unfortunately, because everyone loves it, but I just couldn't get into it, and I don't know what that is.
Was it the setting, maybe?
It was hard for me to get into it because
Western ones, like,
I didn't like the post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, I think that's the
same problem. If
there
was never another post-apocalyptic game out there, I would be happy.
Although, yeah, I love those.
I thought it was fantastic. That's why I wanted to play it, and I thought it was just so well done compared to other post-apocalyptic ones that I was like,
it was really, really well done, but it's just like, oh, yeah, another freaking post-apocalyptic. I mean, it's just like,
although Ninja Theory's new post-apocalyptic one actually looks pretty cool. Enslaved or something. I'm not usually into post-apocalyptic, but I think that
I feel like
game
it's almost
be...
every game now.
I want a new setting. No post-apocalyptic. No more fantasy. Give me something new.
No more space exploration.
Yes.
No fantasy. And no we've got nothing.
Yeah. Well, we got the Western. We got a Western coming up.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead.
Bring it.
Okay, how are we doing on time?
We can go do a couple more.
Okay, so next question comes from Jan Michael Turla, and he says, do you think there will ever be any video game art that can be compared to the art of timeless artists like Leonardo da Vinci or Michelangelo in our lifetime?
Is this the game is art thing again?
Does he mean like an art print or like the game?
I'd have to say, as a Leonardo da Vinci comparison in our lifetime,
not a chance.
Not on that.
Yeah. Nope. Maybe far, far, far into the future, perhaps, but not in our lifetime.
Are games art? I would argue yes. Are they Leonardo, you know, da Vinci kind of art? Not quite yet.
Yeah.
It'll be a while.
Give it a little bit.
Give it time.
Okay.
What's the movie version of da Vinci?
The Da Vinci Code.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
That gross hair. Tom Hanks is
Tom Hanks, why can't you just go back to doing comedy like you used to, which was good? Like
Big.
The Burbs.
Wow.
That was a fantastic movie.
Satan is good. Satan is my pal. Kill your mom and dad.
I was just quoting the movie.
Yeah. I think they need to bring back Bosom Buddies, personally.
That was a great show, too.
It was, yes. Okay, anyhow, next question comes from Brian Finley. And his question is, when have you been hesitant or resistant to a movie, game, TV series that turned out to be something that you really enjoyed? For me, it is...
I never wanted to see The Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
And then I saw it, and I loved it.
Yeah.
But it just was not appealing to me at all. That's the one I can think of off the top of my head.
For me, it would have been the new Battlestar Galactica series, because my husband was like, oh, it's Battlestar Galactica. You know, he's a sci-fi nerd of anything, and I'm like, ugh, sci-fi TV, because Star Trek is the pinnacle of sci-fi TV for me. And in case you weren't listening last week, I'm not that crazy about Star Trek. But Battlestar, that TV series was very well done.
BSG
I enjoyed
was
it.
Great, although I have to say I petered out 10 episodes from the end because I just quit caring.
Which one is
the
this?
Ending was getting... Battlestar Galactica. The ending was not that great. The first two seasons were
Seasons were... And the beginning of season 3 was awesome. And then season 3, the rest of it kind of meh.
Yeah.
And then season 4, I just really quit caring. I'm like, I kind of don't care if you all die.
Nice.
So, and they sat unwatched on my TiVo for 2 months and then I just deleted them all.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Megan would have to say, see, I'm a big history buff, so that's kind of key to this, but my parents dragged me when I was in high school to see a movie called Her Majesty Mrs. Brown, which sounded about as boring as it gets. It's about Queen Victoria and her life after Prince Albert dies, and it sounds remarkably boring. So I went, the only reason I went was because I got to skip school that day, because they were like, this could be a really educational experience.
Nice. What? Really? So your parents are like, oh.
Yeah, my parents were like, hilarious. Well, I was a really good student, okay. So they were, and there were no tests or anything that day, and so my mom was like, you know, why don't we have a real educational experience, let's go see this movie. And I really didn't.
Where did you go to school? That
anyway,
this movie is better than.
Well, they'd heard great things about this movie, like really mm-hmm. great things. And so I was like, oh, it's gonna be awful. It's gonna be so boring. And it ended up being. It's actually one of my favorite movies of all time. Huh. So that is just one of those things where I probably
Judi Dench, right?
Yeah, Judi Dench.
I saw that movie.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's fantastic in basically almost anything she does. But it had a whole amazing cast of character actors, and mm-hmm. it sounds like the most boring movie you'll ever see on the planet. And even Helen Hunt actually won that year over Judi Dench for As Good As It Gets, and she went up there, and I remember in her speech she was like, you know, I thought Judi Dench was going to win because I saw Her Majesty Mrs. Brown 3 times in the theater. That's how good that movie is.
The Academy Awards are a popularity contest.
It is a popularity contest. And then they gave it to Judi Dench the next year for, what was it? She was for like 8 minutes. She was in Shakespeare in Love. And she was like, I don't deserve this. And I kind of get why you're giving this to me.
Yeah.
So there it is.
I would have to say recently, Kick-Ass. Did not really want to see the movie. Mm. Wasn't really that interested. Got dragged by my boyfriend and all the guys that wanted to see it. And loved that movie.
Cool. Wow.
Mm. All right. Good to know.
I guess just because I can't think of another one, I would say Avatar. And not that I was in love with Avatar, but it was a lot better than what I had originally was going in to go see.
Yeah.
Like,
it helps
really,
that you actually met James Cameron afterward.
Well, actually, I guess that honestly wasn't really it. I was so anti-3D for theaters at the time. I hate those stupid glasses. I was sitting off in a corner, and I was sitting really close to the screen, so the glimmer effect was really hard for me. I mean, it did take me about a good 30 minutes to get adjusted. But then I thought...
Were you like this up until then?
Well, it was just everything. Like, all the major action shots...
Is, like, swirling around her
chair. All the major action shots were very glimmery, like shimmery. And the only time it really would lock into place with the 3D effect for me is when they had big, expansive, like, landscaping shots. And then eventually I just got used to it so that everything kind of just was fine. I thought the CG was phenomenal, though. Like, the teeth were amazing. Like, I always am like,
the teeth looked so good.
Those teeth were so
good. The Navi
realistic.
Teeth were so good. But yeah, I didn't love it. I still have some issues with it, but it was certainly a lot better than I thought it would be.
Cool.
Alrighty. So.
And also RuPaul's drag show.
You're going to promote
didn't
that.
Think I love that like show. That,
but looks so awesome. Next question comes from James, and James says that he is a 37-year-old gamer who recently logged on to the Halo Reach beta and got absolutely humiliated, kind of like Christine and I. So his question is, do we think age is a factor? Are today's 16-year-olds just wired in a way where they have the speed and reflexes to make a mockery of someone pushing 40, or have you seen no real differences in talent across age?
I would say the 16-year-olds have more time.
More time, and I would also say better reflexes as someone who is old. I mean, because I know friends who work in this industry who and who said as they have aged, like the reflexes
really
they slow down.
Yeah.
I would say maybe reflexes then, but I would support the time thing. Yeah. I mean, and I bet you those 16-year-olds are getting their butts kicked by a bunch of, like, 10-year-olds who have all day to play, versus, like, you know, they've got girlfriends now.
I think that guy also mentioned that was the first time. I mean, you know, give yourself some
time.
Yeah. Get better at the game.
Yeah, at the end of the day, practice makes perfect.
Yeah,
so.
Paris' suggestion about there being, like, a newbie place for people to go in there would be good.
Would be awesome.
Because
I think we just announced on, what was it, Fix today, that Bad Company 2 is coming out with maps that are essentially...
Noob maps
where you can practice.
How are they going to keep out the jackals?
I don't know.
Free zone.
if you level when you're playing that game, they could just easily
level cap it. Yeah. I'm not sure on the details. I just talked about it today. I'm hoping I'm even getting that right, but I'm pretty sure it was something like they've got some maps coming out where it's essentially noob areas.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you can practice.
More companies should do that. I think that would make online multiplayer more accessible.
Next question comes from Sean Doyle, and he wants to know what our thoughts are about gay gaming characters. And do we think an actual lead character who is gay, not just who can swing both ways, would be, how would that be received?
Well, I think it would be received by the general populace probably somewhat poorly. But yeah. I, as a personal note, I certainly don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah,
it wouldn't stop
either.
Me from playing the game. If anything, it would make me kind of want to play the game more because it would be like, oh, this is
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it'll happen eventually. It's like there have been slow inroads with everything.
TV, movies,
and
I just forget that. I live in California, and like most
not
of the
just California
and San Francisco. And then on top of that, San Francisco, and that, you know, so I kind of just don't even think about it as being an issue. And then I forget going back home to Michigan and going back to like Midwest and more traditional Bible Belt esque type of states, that those are very populated areas with a lot of very opinionated people.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Would not sell well in the South. My prediction.
Can we quote you on that?
Yes, you may.
Well, I got to tell you also that people forget that California is actually primarily more of a, I mean, we have a lot of our population in the Bay Area and LA, and so we vote majorly, but actually most of California is red.
Yeah.
Yes. Very conservative
county.
Yeah. That's why that Proposition 8, I think, is what passed.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's everyone's like, oh, well, it's California. They'll do this and this. And actually, it surprised me. There's a lot of
Whereas
tradition.
Iowa, my home state, gay marriage legal.
Where are you from?
Nice.
Heck yeah.
Iowa.
So
they announced that like right before like it came. I didn't even know it was up. Like it just popped up on, I think it was the Daily Show that I saw it. And I was like, wait, what? And it was right around the time that Prop 8 stuff was going on.
It's ironic. It's happening in almost every state, it seems like, but California. We're far more conservative than people.
Okay, we have time for one more. We're a little bit over, but we'll do one more.
Okay, so this one comes from Sarah Markham, and she says, if we were stranded on a desert island with an HDTV and the current game consoles, what 5 games would you want to have with you? Single player only. There's no multiplayer.
Pokemon, Mass Effect 1, 2, Viva Pinata, Trouble in Paradise.
Christine.
I would say
need a fifth one.
Oh.
Fallout 3. There we go.
I would say
Fallout New Vegas. I mean, like, obviously I'd prefer newer versions of these games so that I have not played them.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
they're like the good kind of long games that you can replay over and over.
I was going to say, I would do like the Dragon Age
something that takes a long
hours.
Time.
Exactly.
Yeah, for me it would be BioShock, the first one, Dragon Age, God of War 3. Harvest Moon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Tree of Tranquility or any of the Wii ones. And what else? I don't know, maybe Picross. Okay. That's keeping me occupied for a long time.
Keep your brain active while you're stuck
on
this island.
Yes, exactly.
I'll go with Dragon Age, Mass Effect. Let's just say 2.
Yeah.
Dragon Age, Mass Effect 2. Can I say Alan Wake?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I haven't really.
Right.
But
that's a short game. You don't want it when you're stuck on an island.
I am actually removing time considerations out of it.
Yeah.
And not
really?
Making that
I'm gonna
a factor.
Say. I'm gonna
you're
say.
You're stuck on this
favoritism.
Island. Good Lord, you need.
This is hypothetical.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm stuck on the island.
Stuck there for life.
Maybe I'm stuck on the island for as long as it takes me to play the games.
Well.
Oh.
Well, then you'd want super short games.
Exactly.
So that play the, no.
I really only like 3. I'm totally blanking.
I would say I'd play games
Final
that
Fantasy.
I've played over and over and over again. So I would be something like Chrono Trigger is one of my favorite games of all time. One of the Persona games because they're at least 80 hours long. Definitely Dragon Age because I am sick and obsessed with that game. What else would I play? Probably Final Fantasy 4. Because that's my favorite game of all time, and God of War 2.
I would take God of War 3 because I haven't played it yet, and I want to play
it. Current consoles.
I'm going to add.
Oh, I say current consoles. Okay, then
you can say the collection.
The collection, yes.
That's 2 games in 1.
Yeah.
Bam.
Nice.
Beat the
and
system.
I just thought of another one. I would totally have Diner Dash.
I would take
World of Warcraft.
Oh.
It's technically still a console.
Oh, no, she says
single player only.
Yeah, you can't play multiplayer.
Well, I'm the only one playing it. Minus everybody else that's in my world.
I would do say Dragon Age, I would do God of War 3. I would take Animal Crossing. So I would
That's a good one. Have too. A little.
Yeah, so it's, then I would actually check in daily without having to manipulate the time.
And you
like
actually
I
have
do. Like I wouldn't have to cheat.
Virtual neighbors and company.
And you can beat up animals.
I yeah. would take exactly.
Yeah, when you got pissed off, you could just beat them. Up.
I would take Burnout Paradise probably.
Ooh, interesting yeah. choice.
And what else? What else? Fable 2, because I haven't ever played it.
Oh, I did good. Like Fable 2 a lot. Okay, toss Plus that one onto my long. Pile as well.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about Fable 2. Yeah. I wish I could say Fable 3 just because it's starting to have an all-star cast. Yeah. But for all I know, it could be a total fail, but I hope not.
No, okay. I think 3 will be good.
All right.
So, we're done? Yep. All right. So, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks a lot.
Oh, before we wrap up, though, can I say, my brother told me he listens, so hi to Adam, and he listens Yay! In his office, like, so his coworkers hear us, too.
Oh,
so hello to American State Bank and my brother, Adam.
Oh. that's sweet. I want to say hello to my giant family who listen despite the fact that nobody else in the family really plays games. So thank you for listening.
Cool.
I don't want to say hi to anybody, but I do want to pimp out the fact that there's a metal poster of my face right. sitting.
That's
just
your face.
Just your face.
Well, my upper,
it's like to your
upper
knees.
Torso. Yeah, I guess it's kind of my knee, hip-ish area.
It's a
anyway,
cute picture.
It's this big metal poster that we were going to give away somewhere else that we haven't managed to do, and it's staring at me and it's driving me crazy. I'm driving myself crazy, and I'm starting to pick at all the imperfections. Like, wow, my eyebrows were done really poorly. So, we're going to give it away.
So if you want a metal picture of Jess,
we're
going to
give it away. I haven't decided
eyebrows.
How we're going to give it away, but eventually we're going to have some sort of semi-contest that it's I signed it, and if you win it, you can have it if you want it.
Yeah.
Don't
you should take
Jess,
a picture of
cute.
It and put it up on the Facebook
yeah,
page.
Yes, exactly what you just said.
And if you're on iTunes and you look at the Strategize logo, it is that photo, except for it's on a white background.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, and we have to beat the boys, so be sure you encourage people to.
I think we've already.
I
beaten
think we're
the
gonna.
Boys.
I don't.
I know.
Yeah, but can we beat
that.
Them to the point where it's
we
just no
them?
Return?
Can you go higher than one?
No, we can't.
No.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're already doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Thanks to
we
you, the listeners,
zero.
We are pulverizing the gen. So we want to thank you, the listeners, for that.
Yeah,
so.
And if you don't listen to the other IGN podcasts,
don't.
Both Beyond,
yeah, don't start.
Both Beyond and Three Red Lights have apparently been trying to get their users to
jealous
to raise their ranking.
They're jealous.
Yes, they are. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. Thanks very much for listening. Once again, if you have questions, comments, feedback, you can send an email to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight, and you can follow us at Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And as always, if you like what you're hearing, please, please, please review us on iTunes, because that helps us out a lot. And also subscribe and tell all your friends to subscribe. And that's going to do it for this week, and we'll be back with you next week.
Boops.